Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in the study of Nahum chapter 1, I was talking about the loss of rewards that some people will have for not witnessing to the loss. Pay attention closely today as we start right there. In Exodus 19 and verse 6, they would be a nation of priests. If you go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 9, you see that we also are a nation of priests. We're supposed to be taking the knowledge of God, the person of God, and His way of salvation to the world. Israel failed. Let's not do the same thing. Don't say, well, only, see, Israel made this mistake. We are the chosen. Nobody else is. People today say, we're chosen, the rest of them aren't. I don't need to save. God's already chosen the ones He wants saved. It's not what God said. Can you see the folly, if you're saved, to not be the witness that you should be? After the white throne judgment, and those people are cast into hell, then you read this. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, okay, the white throne, the thousand-year millennium's over. The people that have been cast into the great lake of fire. Revelation 21, 4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, talking about those in heaven. See, we've been there at least 1,007 years, so why is He wiping tears away again? I think we see an answer to that in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 8 through 11. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. I've had people ask me, what does that mean? That means that person's going to hell, but you were responsible, therefore, you lose the reward, because isn't there a crown of rejoicing, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, for those who turn people to Christ? Won't they shine as the stars forever who turn many to righteousness? So here, he says, nevertheless, verse 9 of Ezekiel chapter 33, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. You're not talking about our spirit, you're talking about our soul, the weeping, the failure, the loss. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, we pine away. We pine away in them. How should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But the wicked should turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? The question for a saved person is, why will you let them go to hell? So you don't have to be embarrassed that they'll make fun of you? Jesus hung on a cross naked, beaten, bleeding, and you're embarrassed that somebody might make fun of you for taking a stand for him? You're afraid that you might lose some kind of position in life? And that's what you think of the eternal life he's given you? You're saved? Look, the lost on earth will spend eternity in hell. Now, Take action. Jesus did die on the cross for your sin. We find out that in the book of 1 Peter, in chapter 2, in verses 24 and 25. I want you to listen to this because it's very important that you hear this, okay? So let me turn there, and I'm going to read it to you. There he says, let me read verse 22. Who did no sin, speaking of Jesus, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Now listen to this. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. You were saved, if you're saved, to live unto righteousness, but if you're not saved, he wants to free you not only from the penalty of sin, but from the power of sin in your life. For you were as sheep going astray, but now you turn unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. Now, my friend, let me ask you a question. Once again, do you know that if you died today, that heaven is your home? The Bible does say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I think we've established that pretty well in these first two verses. And the Bible lets us know that the wages of sin is death, final complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ your Lord. Wages what we've earned. We've all earned to go to hell. But God's gift, not what we earn, what he gives out of his grace and love, is eternal life. But just like any gift, it has to be received. It has to be acted upon. In Romans 10:9, he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord speaks of his deity. He was God. He made all things. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. He was God. He came to die for your sin, to pay your penalty and my penalty. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart. When you believe something in your heart, you're trusting it with your life. Believing is you're relying upon, you're trusting with. And so he says, thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Why? Because it gives him victory over hell and the grave. That's why Revelation 1:18 says that he, and only he, by the way, has the keys of hell and of death. And so, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's God's promise. For with the heart, now again, with the heart you're trusting him with your life, man believeth unto righteousness. Not your righteousness, the righteousness of Christ. In other words, you're saying, God has accepted the righteousness of Christ who died in my place, bearing my sin on the cross. He who knew no sin, who did no sin, became my sacrifice, the Lamb of God, died for me on the cross, and he rose up from the dead, doing that for me. I believe that. And God accepts his Son's righteousness. So therefore, I am in Jesus Christ. I'm receiving him as my Lord and Savior. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So therefore, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You call upon him to save your soul. The next verse says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. If you're going to be ashamed of Jesus, he'll definitely be ashamed of you. But he said in verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what? God doesn't lie. He says whosoever throughout this book, and speaking of salvation. And he says that for you, and he says that for me. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, have you called upon the Lord to save your soul? He wants to save you. He really does. And he'll do it if you'll let him. He'll do it right now, right where you are. Will you pray this prayer with me? I want to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you did not mean it. But if you mean it, then please pray this prayer to receive Christ as your Savior. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now receive Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just now gave your heart and life to Christ and you meant that, don't be ashamed of it. Let us know. Let us know. His promise is, and God never lies, so his promise is that he saved you. If you're looking for a feeling, don't look for a feeling. Just look to trust him. Let me just share this little story with you. By the time you hear this, I've been married for over 50 years. So what I'm saying to you is this. There was a day after I got married, a few days after I got married, I just didn't feel married. Now, I was married. I was definitely married. There were witnesses, everything else. But I didn't have a feeling. But you know what? That didn't change. I just finally accepted the fact I'm married. Whether I had the feeling, I didn't know what I thought I was supposed to feel, but whatever it was, I didn't feel it. All I knew is I loved her. And I still do, only much more than I did then. My friend, as you just received Christ, you should also, you may not feel saved right now, but you did it and you meant it in your heart. Then get in the Word of God. Read the Bible every day. Ask God to show it to you, to reveal it to you, to help you learn new things out of it every day. Ask him to show you what he wants you to know. The next thing you need to do is get in contact with the Bible preaching church. I would go on the internet, look for independent Baptists, but I'd also find out, make sure that they use the King James Bible. Make sure they're not using this rock and roll, this contemporary or emerging church music, and let them know that you just received Christ listening to this radio program and you want to take the next step. And if you're not ashamed of that, tell somebody else, maybe a spouse or maybe somebody in your family, that you've made this decision. Go to the church, tell the pastor the decision that you made, and he'll show you the next step that you need to take. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.